Maybe it's one of those only me type of things. You know how when you purchase a new vehicle and you're driving around and all of a sudden you see that vehicle everywhere? Does that happen to you too, or is it only me? Recently, we finally had to part with our 16-year-old rodeo that was becoming more of a headache than a partner in travel, and purchased a economical, sporty Dodge Dart. And now I see every Dodge Dart on the road. Funny how that is. I mean, they've been around, right? But you never noticed them before. I'm particularly impressed with people who buy these sedans, these Nissans and Toyotas and Acuras and so forth, that look like they're almost identical. But then when you, those of you who own one, you'll recognize that specific model and that style when you're driving around, even though they all look really the same. So they've always been around, but you never really noticed them. Never paid any attention to them. The Spirit has always existed with God. The Spirit has always been part of God's creation. We read in Genesis how the wind, the Spirit of God, swept over the face of the waters. This creative, life-giving power is part of creation, an ongoing part of creation. This spiritual reality is innate within us, yet is underdeveloped. We have this awareness of the sacred within creation. You can look at the history of the world, at cultures and societies throughout the earth. And we always see throughout history these people searching for this concept of spirit. The Spirit being present in the world, the Spirit being present in life. It is there. It is around us. It is part of us. And then on this day of Pentecost is the emergence of this same Spirit ushering in a new era. There is a leading up to that day. There was a time of preparation and then the actual coming, where we have the Spirit voicing God's truth and God's guidance. We can read about how Jesus prepared His disciples as He gathered with them on that last night. He says to them, "I will not leave you orphaned, but I will send you. You will recognize in your midst the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will give in my name. It is this Spirit that will be part of your lives and will teach you and remind you of all things." And so then, as the disciples wait, they are told not to leave Jerusalem. It's the right place for them to be. It's the appropriate place to be. You know how there are certain places in your life that have special meaning? That when you're in those places, there seems to be a presence, a closeness because of who you have shared that with, what you have experienced there. Over the past several years, I've had the opportunity to go back to my home in Santa Clara, California, where I grew up, on Forbes Avenue. And every time I go back, I stand there on that street, and it's amazing the things that I feel. I haven't lived there in 40 years. But it seems as though I was just there yesterday. There are these ties that I have. You would go and stand in that same place on that same street and it would mean nothing to you, nothing special at all. But to me it has that significance, as you all have those significant, special places in your own life that bring you back to those relationships. And the disciples are in a place. So when the time comes, they will be receptive. It is a place that they are comfortable with. It is a place that is special to them. And the Spirit will be effective. And the Spirit will be active. So often I encounter many of you throughout town. There have been times when I've come across you in grocery stores and restaurants and so forth. And many times when you've been new to the area, I would say hello to you and you would look at me like, who's this guy? And then it takes you a moment and it dawns upon you, I know where I've seen him before. It is here in this place that you have known to interact with me. And so then the disciples are in a special place. The disciples are gathered together in that place of fellowship where then a power that is explosive and dynamic comes upon them. We read about the purpose of the emergence of this Spirit, the understanding of this presence. It is for the concern and the care and the nurture of the human spirit. Our spirituality is not a spirit of isolation. It's not for individual pursuit. But it's a profound experience of connection with God and therefore with one another. Jesus has talked about his disciples, how they live spiritually, how people live spiritually, maybe without even recognizing it, unaware of the spirituality in their life. He described it when he talked about how when I was hungry and when I was thirsty and when I was a stranger, when I was naked, when I was sick, when I was in prison, when you came and cared for and comforted the least of us, you did so with me. That was your spirituality at work. That connectedness with God, connecting you with one another. And so we read in the book of Acts about the day of Pentecost. Pentecost means 50th, the 50th day following the Jewish celebration of Passover. It was also known as the Feast of Weeks. That is because a week of weeks has passed, 49 days. The celebration of Pentecost was accompanied by the beginning of the wheat harvest, and also it commemorated the giving of the law at Mount Sinai. And now we read of the events that come to pass, where there is a sound as of rushing wind. And there appeared flames and tongues like as of fire. And the author is telling a story in an attempt to describe the indescribable, to express the inexpressible, the power and presence, the strength of the wind and the purifying fire. That the presence of the Spirit is real. And it is realized. It is realized in the transformation of the disciples. These same disciples who had fled, hidden, run away. There had been the great denial. And now you have the rehabilitation of the relationship with the Spirit and with one another. The pastor decided to do an experiment. So on Sunday morning, he gave his sermon. A week later, gave the same one. A week after that, the same one again. On the way out of the service, some of the leadership of the congregation approached him and said, "What is this? Three sermons in a row, all the same." The pastor asked him, "What was it about?" They were stumped to explain. So they agreed, okay, one more time. Once again, the disciples are called. A rehabilitation has taken place. They are given insight into the Scripture and all the prophets. And now they speak the message of the gospel in such a way that it found its path into the heart and people of every origin and every background. They are grounded in the Spirit of God as Jesus had been. There is a connectedness to be lived out everywhere with everyone. Empowered to enhance joy and to alleviate suffering. The Spirit that is all around us, the Spirit that is part of creation, the Spirit that emerges in new and wondrous ways, a Spirit that is there for discovery in our own lives. One Sunday, following the service on the way out, one of the members of the congregation greeted the pastor and told her what a good sermon it was. And she replied by saying, "Well, I give all the credit to the Holy Spirit." And the member then said, "Well, it wasn't that good." Amen.